It's available online. Just take a quick look at the Ran. All right, I'll spend maybe a few minutes with the Ran, a few minutes with the Rosh, and then the rest of the time we'll spend with the Rams. I didn't answer what the deal was. You see, even within the Gemara was felt that Lasisa wasn't. Rava was the one that the Gemara said. You'll see in a minute what the Rishonim say about Rava's Hakpada. But to go out of your way to soak the wheat, Dafka to be Shomer, already sounds a little strange. Right? It sounds a little strange. So ultimately, that's what we conclude, that, yeah, it's a little bit too strange to do, and we don't do it. But look at the Ran. Kimcha depischa me'idan kitziru. You want to know what the best type of matzah to have at the Seder? Yeah, that's mitzvah min ha-muvchar. This is certainly proper. Certainly proper. Right? Hachi adif shapir. Umihu esher she'afal pisha lo osakein. It's possible that even if you didn't do this, el shaloka chitim min ha-shok, you just went ahead and you bought. I'm doing the Ran now. Okay, the Ran is on daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Dapi Harif. Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Dapi Harif. Ibrahim Askel umi boye. So he says, let's say you just went out, you took regular wheat that wasn't watched from Shas Ketzira, and what did you do with it? V'shamra l'shem matzah, now you watched it, yatzi dechavaso, and now you make the chitim and ashuk, and you deal with it now, you'll be yatzi your chiyav, your basic chava. U'begemar mirin the shimur delisha lo have shimur. And the Gemara says that shmira from lisha is not really called shmira. As we saw, kolomar mekame lisha, the implication from the Gemara is that you require Shmira at some point earlier than Lisha, which we spoke about at length. But again, as long as you watch the Chita at some point earlier than Lisha, then you're Yotze, even though it's not Rei Mishas Ktsira, which is what we practically do. Mikol Makom, Mashma Shim Lo Shomer Elo Mi Lisha Ve'eleich, She'enu Yotze Yidei Chovas Matzah Bekach. The Ran says the implication is that if you only watched as of Lisha, that would not really be good enough for matzah. Right? You didn't watch the wheat. You didn't watch the flour. The only thing you did is you watched when the flour and the water mixed. The implication is he says that's not good. Right? You can't use that for matzah. But he says, Go'on Echad Zal, Omar Shalokeach Kemach Min Hashuk. That's an important catchphrase. Kemach Min Hashuk just basically means regular flour. You took regular flour. Not kosher Pesach flour per se. He took regular flour. B'shas ha'dachak mutter. Why? D'lo machzakina nisura. Now here's a little bit of a svar here. Right? Why is it okay, according to this shita, to use kemach min hashuk? Because I have a general principle in halacha, in Yoredei, in Sevetter, lo machzakina nisura. I don't have to assume the presence of Isser where I have no basis for assuming that. A person, buys a product. I'm not saying la locha, I'm just speaking, thinking aloud. A person buys a product, 100% natural, nothing wrong with it, there's no additives, there's nothing that could possibly not kosher about it. He doesn't have to say, well, maybe the guy who was packaging this was eating a ham sandwich when he made it. Right? That's called lomach sakin nisura. Well, I don't have to assume some kind of crazy thing unless I have a basis for it. Basis, then it's not called lomach sakin nisura. What would be the basis? If we say that every person or most people who package this product eat ham sandwiches while they're doing it, that's not called lomach sakin nisura. That means I'm going with the metzias. That's what it is. Okay? But in the absence of a reyesa, in the absence of a basis, you're doing your day, right? So in the absence of a reyesa, in the absence of a reason for assuming the worst, lomach sakin nisura. I don't have to assume that this thing has issa. V'yotzi lechavaso, and I'll be yotzi maichiyav with that. Bah, aval lechachila bo yishimor. But still, that shita would agree that you need shmira l'chadchila. U'mashma desfir lezal, it seems that this opinion, says the Ran, holds, heichi dechi amrinan b'gemara deshimor delisha lo havi shimor hainu l'chadchila. It's just l'chadchila. But b'di'eve, it's okay. U'miu hanimila b'matzah demitzah. Says the Ran, that this whole discussion only adheres to which type of matzah? Matzah that you want to use at the Leil HaSeder. Matzah that you want to use to be yotzei the mitzvah.
It's supposed to work.
As opposed to matzah the mitzvah. Aval shar halechem sha'adam ochel b'pesach. You want to know whether it's called chametz or not? No, that's not called chametz. It's not called chametz. Now, shmira from the later point in time would still be called matzah. It would still be called the non-chametz bread. Let's put it that way. Right? Lo boi shimur l'shem matzah klal ela sheyeh yodeya bevadei shlo boi lechimutz. As long as you know for sure that there's no chametz, that's enough to be eaten on Pesach, but when you're talking about using it for the mitzvah, it needs a higher level of shmir. So you have the two shittas here. The Ran says that shmir mishas ktsira is mitzvah mina muvchar, but as long as you were shomer the chita from a point later, that would still be okay, even though it's not mishas ktsira, as long as it was pre-lisha, that's okay. Then he cites an opinion that says you could take kemach menashok and use it, even though the shmir only came in as of lisha. So we had two opinions over there. Quickly, let's take a look at the Rosh. Then we'll spend the rest of the time remaining with the Rambams. The Rosh is in the second parak in Chavav. Simen Chavav. Afil hachi lo hadar bei Rava. The Gemara says that Rava, even though we couldn't prove, right, even though we couldn't prove to him that Shmira Mishas Lisha, or we couldn't disprove rather, we couldn't disprove that Shmira Mishas Lisha wasn't sufficient, right? He couldn't, there was no basis for saying Shmira from Mishas Lisha was insufficient. Nonetheless, the Gemara says that Rava didn't back down. Kilomar says the Rosh, Afilu Sheninchu Divrei Rava. Even though Rava's position or basis for his position was rejected, the Hava Boy Lameimar, the Shimur, the Lisha Lav Shimurhu, Afil Hochi Lohodabe, Umachmir al Atzmo. He was Machmir on himself, Lishmor Matzah Shal Mitzah Mishas Katsira. The Chain Mashma, the Chumra Ba'almahu, says the Rosh. Chumra Ba'alma. Right, Ran says it's mitzvah and muvchar. The Rosh is saying it's chumar ba'alma. Mi dekamar mar bari the mar bari the ravina. Mi de noktale eime ba'arbe. That's the next piece of the Gemara which we didn't do. Mashma de ihu lavad hayamachmir. So it seems like one of the other moroyim that he had a personal hakpada that his mother used to set aside special weed for him because it was his own private chumra. Right, she knew that her son had a chumra. I'm sure everyone here can relate to that. Your parents know you all have shtick. They want to, you know, help you keep your chumras. So that's all. But it doesn't mean that it's halacha for everybody, right? V'chol shar chachamim lo nogukein. I don't mean here specifically. I mean everywhere. Every family has that. You know, I come to my parents' house. My mother knows she makes everything with shmur matzah farfel and shmur matzah meal. That's for me. The rest of my family, not necessarily Hamak, but so every family, I'm sure, has that type of situation where you know, okay. He needs his thing. The kol, but you see, that's not halacha for everybody. It's not universal. The kol shar chacham lo nogukein, says the Rosh. V'chein midekama Rav Huna batzeko shel nachri. This is key because the Rambam gets into this. You have batzeko shel nachri. Ubelvat shiocha kazayis matzah achrona. You could eat dough that's made by a Gentile and bake it into matzah. That's okay as long as you do what? As long as you take a regular matzah and eat it at the end. Mishum de lo ovid leishimur mishas lisha. That was only because it lacking later shmira. It had no shmira at all. Ha im lokach kemach min anachri. But if you took kemach, what we call kemach min ashok, v'losh also ain't sarach lechol kazayis matzah achrona. You would not have to. So you see again that shmir mishas lisha would be sufficient. Now, what's the practice? What do we say? Lamaisa says the Rosh v'noga ba'ashkenaz v'tzarfas l'shomer mishas tchina. You have a different standard. You could have shas tzira, shas tchina, and shas lisha, or shas lisha, shas tchina, and shas tzira, going further and further back. So the Rosh records that there was a common minug in Ashkenaz to eat matzah that was made from flour that was shmur mishas tchina l'fisha az makriven also el hamayim. See, even here, the Rosh said, why would they wait then? Because that was the first time that water came. Again, the Rosh is acknowledging that even though it's a shmir for the sake of matzah, the shmir for the sake of matzah has to come about through a shmir from what? From chimutz. The ikar shmir is always from something. It's not just I'm watching it, I'm looking at it, I'm saying that's going to become a matzah. I'm guarding it from chimutz so that it becomes a matzah. When am I going to do that? Not just lisha, but even at the time when the Rechaim are going, the Rechaim usually were near the water. They were water-powered mills. Then Rav Afas Kosov Miboy Leilin Ture Kimcha the Piska Mishas Ksira, but the Rif comes along and says, no, you have to watch not just from Shas Lisha and not from Shas Tchina, but you have to watch from Shas Ksira. Alright, we'll just go another minute or two and then we'll summarize. But he quotes the She'eltos. Right? The She'eltos was written by
Rav She'eltos.
Right. Sheltos of Rav Chai Gaon. Sheltos of Rav Chai Gaon. One of the Gaonim. Ube Sheltos Kosov Lo Nafek Inish Yidei Chavaso Ela B'matzah D'mintele Mechimutz Min D'nafla Maya Iluye. You have to only, you can only be Yotzei the Mitzah of Matzah with Matzah that was guarded against water falling on it. V'hecha D'amintu L'chitin Nachri Chere Shota V'katan Lo Nafek Yidei Chavaso. that means that you're not going to be able to use certain types of flour or certain types of matzah that were produced without the shmira, or that could not be produced with shmira. You have certain individuals that are not able to provide shmira. Inami, Loshali Isa Nachmi. This is a whole separate problem that you have in some of the matzah factories, by the way, and every year it comes up, and there's talk about it every year, it's written up, right? If you have people that are involved in the matzah making, that they turn out that they're not Jewish, right? You ever go to a matzah factory? So the first stage of the matzah factory, a lot of women, usually of some type of Slavic, Russian orientation, and they're presumed to be Jewish, but I don't know how they... how they test them out, whatever the case is. But every once in a while, you have these things that say, oh, they found out in some such bakery that these women that were involved in the whole first process of the baking were all, they weren't really, this woman wasn't Jewish. Then you run into this whole problem. You can't have a person who's not, so that's not for now, but I'm just saying it's something that comes up from time to time. A few years ago, there was a Kol Kore that actually came out on Yontif about a certain matzah bakery, not here in America, but certain matzah bakery abroad, and they said that matzah came from this place as a problem because of this.
What's a Kol Kore?
Like a proclamation, you know, a call to arms. The, you know, that's why some of the bakeries, they say, that's it, we're not dealing with any of these. We're only taking men, we're only taking the matzah bakery that was here. It was closed down, unfortunately. It's Ferris, they only had men.
So
they
don't
no,
have
no,
that
right.
No, I guess they took guys that they knew. I mean, they took people that they knew. Yeah, the last 2 years there was a matzah bakery. This year it's not there.
Really?
Yeah. It was right near the, near the bridge. Right near the entrance to Atlantic Beach Bridge. Mm. Sort of like on the border of Lawrence and Farquhar.
Really?
Yeah. I took a group of Talmudim there last year. We baked matzah there. For whatever reason, I don't know, this year it's not open.
You mean the toll booth?
Before the toll booth, off to the side, like there's some boat, you could see like a boat place there.
Really? There's one right there?
Yeah, it was not a boat place anymore. They used it as a... If you want, I could show you pictures if anyone wants to see. But that's not... What? Yeah, I said, some places have that. Yeah. Inami,
and they were wearing yarmulkes, so we knew they were Jewish.
Losha le'isa nochri cheir shota v'katan. Let's say someone needs the dough. Who's not in a position to need the dough. Cheir shota v'katan, the lo b'nei shimur inin. They're not kosher for shmira. V'afal pi da'afi Yisrael bar deha, even though it was baked, v'ovid bu shimur mishas afiya, lo nofik edei chavase. Shmira from shas afiya, like the Gemara says, that's not good enough. You need shmira all along the continuum of the process. If you're lacking in shmira, you're going to run into a big problem. Rav Cohen said, "Exal Kosev Latzesi Dechova B'Layla Rishona Eina Ela B'Matza Shenefa Yisrael L'Shem Matza." The Rosh here quotes an earlier position that says you need matzah that was baked L'Shem Matzah, again because as it says in the pasuk Ushmartem Asa Matzos Atshetem Shemeres L'Shem Matzah. V'Rav Hai Gaon Kosev Matza She'afal Nachri L'Fnei Yisrael. You have a guy that does it right in front of you. You're watching. So as long as there's oversight, even though there was, you know, Gentiles involved, he's still saving grace. You know, for those people that got those matzahs, you'd have what to rely on over here. It sounds like he's watching kitikuna, whatever that means. Whatever would be the standard of watching. It's not, see here, it's not a kashrus. It's not a machos, a serious question. It's more like a shmira. You need some type of shmira. So it sounds like you really have to be standing over it. Omid al gabav, right? Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't be. It sounds like it. Ubali Maisa v'chasidim v'hatmimim machmir al atzman kihagaonim machmirim v'loshin v'ofen ba'atzman. They do everything themselves. Kihi adamina madarko shaloni be like he's truncating it here, but madarki shaloni that he does it and then his his wife does part of it. He does part of it because they're in a rush to do it. So too over here, the oni hu masik v'ishto ofa. So too, they want to do the whole thing themselves. So you have two really ignite the oven.
Oh,
right, they want to make sure that the time they have is used wisely. So basically, what you have here, and just to sum up, you have different shitas that were maintained by the earlier opinions. Whether you need shmura mishas katsira, whether you need shmura mishas tchino, or mishura mishas alisha, whether those were sufficient, and certainly sounds like all of these things at the end were presumed to be a form of a chumrah, because Rava really was disproven. You don't really have. Rava was a das yachid, so to speak, and this other amora took on a chumrah. But meikar hadin, it sounds like Lisha would be meikar hadin, might really be the earliest point at which you need the shmira. because there is no chimutz before. He says in some places where the rechayim were near the water, so you needed it then. But again, lamaisa, what you see from here is that there's three forms of matzah that one could technically buy. You could buy matzah that's shmur mishas tchina, matzah that's shmur mishas lisha, and shmur mishas katsiro, which is what we get, and we assume that that's the best type of matzah to get. It certainly seems that way.
So can you just explain that in English? One is from the time...
One is from the time of the kneading, which we discussed yesterday.
What was that called?
Kneading?
Sure.
Lisha.
Lisha.
Lisha. Lisha, kneading. Tchina is the grinding up of the wheat into flour, right? You can watch the flour at that point. And then you have Shmur, Mishas Katsira, which is the earliest point, which is, again, that's the Rava's position, and that's what we do. We're machmir for that shita. The matzah that you buy today is Mishmur, Mishas Katsira. The matzah, the boxed matzah, the non-Shmur matzah, is not watched from that point. It's not Mishmur, Mishas Katsira. Because there was water present. There was water present near the processing of the flour. They used water near.
Oh, so you had water near.
Yeah, it seems like that's the way the Rosh sets it up. That's the way it sounds like.
Rubble holds of, what's it called?
Katsira. No, earlier. Early in Tolkien. Shmur Mishas Katsira.
But that's soaking right when it comes out. That's.
Lasisa, you mean?
Yeah.
Lasisa is later.
No one
first
holds
you. Lasisa?
Yeah.
Forget about Lasisa right now. We're just talking about when you need the shmir from.
I'm trying to understand what Katsira.
When is Katsira? Katsira is the first thing that you do to the wheat. You cut it down. You cut it.
Okay, so at that point, Rava would say that you
yeah,
water,
you gotta watch it now.
No one holds it.
You gotta watch it. No, forget about water. You don't put water right on it right away. You watch it now. You have to guard it now.
Isn't that what Rava said? That you
yeah, you just
water.
Asked me about Rava.
Okay.
No, not then. You don't put water on it in the field.
Oh, that's okay.
At some later point, when you're ready to process it, you use the water.
That's Rava's
position. Yeah, Rava's
position.
Okay. Fine. That's also, just so you know, and you're familiar with the different shitos, and you're familiar with the different ideas that you have in Matzah Shmur. Now, let's get to the Rambam, okay? We need someone to read a couple of these Rambams. You want to do it? You want to read the first one? Okay. Now the question is, what's the Rambam shita here? What do I need, according to the Rambam? Very nice. I know there's an idea called Matzah Shmur Mishas Ksira. I know there's a Matzah Shmur Mishas Tchina, Shmur Mishas Lisha. What does the Rambam require? Do I need any of this? Do I need none of this? Let's take a look. Go ahead.
Mishum Shanamar.
Do you want to tell them where you're reading just so they could follow along?
Yeah, Rambam Hilchos Gomit.
Hamet Tumatza.
Parak Hei Halachatez.
Hei Tess. We'll start with Hei Tess.
Okay. Mishum Shanamar. Shemosu Beis. Shemar Temes. Hamet.
Hamet
Sos. Watch the.
Shemar Temes Hamet. It's a pasuk. You should guard. You have to guard. You must guard the matzahs.
Okay. Klomar.
Hizaru.
Hizaru matzah.
Be careful with the matzah.
Vigilant.
Be vigilant with the matzah.
Vigilant.
You like that?
Yeah, I love that word.
Okay, go ahead.
Bad.
Shamros.
And what is that? Good. And guard it and protect it from any potential chametz.
Right. From any way to come.
Yeah.
The quote from the pasuk ends at the end of this line.
No, the pasuk ends with Shmarta Mesamatas. The quote ends with Shmarta Mesamatas.
So, the Rambam say Kolomar is under the matzah.
Yeah, that's he's.
Veshamru or Veshimru? Shimru was the imperative. Veshamru would be the conversive past.
I'll be honest, I'm not a linguist. I don't know. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry.
What about your matter?
Expecting a call from a doctor. I gotta take the call. I'm very sorry. Just give me 1 second. Just put it on pause.
How long was it?
Okay, who's in the middle of reading? Let's go. There you go. Apologize.
Jonagio Armani.
Okay, whoever's following along, I'm sorry for the interruption. Okay, we're back. Go ahead.
Where am I?
And they're back.
We're here. Right, I'll just start. Klomar, just start reading.
Bishamra says matzos.
You watch the matzos. Klomar haziru the matzah.
Right, he's zahar. You have to be careful.
You have to be vigilant.
Good.
We're not taking careful.
Okay, that's fine. I see that.
Bishamra says.
Now this is careful. This is important. What does the Rambam say?
You have to make sure that there's no way of getting chametz.
Good. So all the Rambam mentions here is that you have to make sure what you're baking has no chametz. Right? That's what he's talking about here. And when does this apply, by the way? When does it apply?
On Pesach.
On Pesach. So there's two things that are noteworthy in this Rambam. A, that the Rambam does not speak about any obligation of watching Lishma. He's not talking about watching the matzah for the sake of matzah, for the sake of it becoming a matzah. He's just saying guard it so that it doesn't become chametz. That's noteworthy. The other noteworthy thing is that the Rambam does not do what here? He does not distinguish between the first day of Pesach and the sixth day of Pesach, or the fifth day, or the fourth day, and the chulei. He says, when do you have to... The whole Pesach. The whole Pesach.
And it's talking about Shmura?
Yeah. Wow. Shmura Mishas Ktsira, but Shmura Mishas Ktsira for what purpose? For the purpose of chametz. Yeah. Everyone sees that? That's important. Let me read that. Let me stress that. L'fikach amr chacham and tzarech adam lizar b'dagan she'ocha mimenu b'pesach. All the dog and the eat on Pesach, all the wheat eat on Pesach, has to be shamor. For what reason? Shlo yovel of mayim achashem niktzar. Right? Ad shlo yebo shum chametz, shum chimutz. There should be no chimutz possible. In order to ensure that, you have to do it from the time of the katsira. Right? You have to make sure that you do it as of the time of the katsira.
Harvesting.
So everyone's aware that this is the Rambam Shita, that any matzah that you eat throughout Pesach should really be matzah shmur mishas katsira. Right? The Gra held that there was a kim hamitzah of eating matzah every day. Right? That's another reason to eat matzah shmur, because that's the matzah that you assume that you could use for the mitzvah. So if you hold it to kim, then you should use that matzah. So there's another reason to make sure that every matzah that you're eating all week long, according to the Rambam Shita, is matzah shmur mishas katsira. It doesn't mean it has to be handmade matzah shmur mishas katsira. It could be machine-made matzah shmur mishas katsira. But it should be shamar mishas katsira. But it's only because of what? Only because of chimutz. So you have no mention here of any type of lishma. Right? Take a look at the next Rambam now. We'll skip ahead for a moment. Next Rambam is Perek Vav Halacha Tes. Hey, holding up there, okay?
Yeah, awesome.
How are you doing? Nice. Go ahead. Yoni, you want to keep doing it? You and Jonah?
No.
You rather not? What, you bailing? Okay.
Yeah, we only use the first one.
Chalos Toda. Chalos Toda Urikike Nazir. So also this week's parasha, that the Karban Toda was accompanied by a number of breads. They were not all chametz. Many of them were actually matzos. The crackers. Right, the Karban Toda and the Karban Nazir were both associated with a mincha offering that was presented in the form of some type of bread-like substance. The majority of those breads that came with the Karban Toda were matzah, essentially. Some were chametz. That's why on Erev Pesach there was no Karban Toda brought, because you couldn't have the requisite zman for eating the Karban on Erev Pesach. You had to curtail the time to eat the carbon. You can't do that. Why? Because part of the carbon involved chametz. Not the Rikike Nazir, or not the Chalos Toda, rather, but the other, among the 40, I think it was 40 Chalos Toda that were brought. You'll check this week's parasha, whatever it is. It's a big amount. Some of them were chametz. I think either 10 were chametz, made from different substances. Is that right, 10? Okay. Okay, in any event, you made them la'atzman, you made them for yourself. Ein yotzen v'hen, you cannot be yotze with these things, even though you have leftovers. Let's say you want to bring a karban toda, and you have a muffin pan, and the muffin pan has 42 spaces. So you make 42 chalos toda, and then you have two that are left over, and you want to use those for Pesach, right? But you made them all as rikike nazir chalos toda. That was your intent. And then you didn't realize, oh, you have two left over. When you made them, what did you make them for? You made them for Chalos Toda. You count them all up and you say, oh, I have two extra. No, you cannot use that. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ushmartem es hamatzos. Same Pasuk that the Rambam quoted before. Now, what idea is the Rambam alluding to over here? This is not an issue of chimutz. It's not an issue of chimutz. Why is it not an issue of chimutz? Because these were not chametz. They could not be chametz. In order to be called chalos toda, they could not be chametz. It wouldn't be a chalos toda. It wouldn't be a rikike nazir if it was chametz. So there's no issue of chimutz. So first the Rambam says, Ushmartam asam matzah, says what? That says you have to watch for chimutz. Now all of a sudden, sort of backhandedly, the Rambam, is referring to this idea of the Ushmartam asam matzos, that it's lacking in the object. The object, the chafetz, as we would call it, is lacking somehow in shmir. How so? Because what did you do when you baked it? When you baked it, it wasn't mishumaras l'inyan matzah b'lvat. The Rambam says in order to have a matzah that you could use, it has to be a matzah. It's mishmeres lani matzah levad. Aval zu mishmeres lani hazavach. But this you used for the zavach, right? When you said it, when you bake this, what did you bake it for? You baked it for carbon toda. But if you make it to mass produce, there the Rambam says that's okay if you have leftover, because your das when you make them is I may have leftover. Right? That's the difference between someone who mass produces them and someone who's using them for himself. So what do you see from this Rambam? The Rambam sort of, like I said, tangentially, back-endedly refers to this idea of lishma. Right? He doesn't use that term, but he says that when you're baking it, and you're baking it for a different purpose, there's a chisaron. It's not matzah mishimaras l'matzah. It's not mishimaras l'matzah. So how would you explain this?
Because one case he says it's just for chametz, one case he says it's
seems
for...
like he's talking about, right? So there's manashach. Does the Rambam hold of matzah lishma or not? He doesn't openly say that. Let's take a look at one more Rambam. I'm just stressing the question now. The Rambam never openly and expressly and head-only, if you can say something, right? Doesn't overtly, right, directly take on the issue of matzah being lishma. Doesn't say that. He says, okay, you have this problem over here. Let's just read the second to last parak in Ches. Second to last halacha in Ches. It's not on the sheet, but someone who has a full Rambam maybe could do us the favor of reading that, Heshi. It's the
Chesed Beis,
right?
Chesed
Beis? Yeah.
It's a Chilas Mara.
Right.
I'll get the wrong parak.
Yeah, you'll get the wrong parak.
Okay.
That's a Zion Yud Beis.
Okay.
Common misconception.
Yeah, it's not the first one. No, it's not Yud Beis. I'm sorry. Did I say Yud Beis? Yud Gimel. Ches Yud Beis. Ches Yud Gimel. Ches Yud Gimel. Bring it. Good. Ches Yud Gimel.
Mish en lo matzah mishum meres el kezayis. Kishu gomer seudas.
One second. Can you read that again so everyone hears?
Mish en lo matzah mishum meres. So yeah. Someone who doesn't have shmur matzah. Or
yeah.
Matzah that was
shmur. Yeah, shmur matzah.
El kezayis.
He only has a kezayis and matzah shmur. He only has a kezayis and matzah shmur. Okay.
Kishu gomer seudas so mi matzah she'enu mishum meres. Mivarech alachilas matzah.
He's eating other matzah. He's eating other matzah. And then at the end, when he wants to be yotzi the mitzvah, he'll use the matzah mishmeres.
Right.
Alright? What's the Rambam talking about now? Now the Rambam says, you have, you have 2 pounds of non-shmur matzah. It's not chametz, but it's not shmura. And then you have a kezayis of matzah shmura. When do you eat that? You eat that when you're being yotzi the mitzvah. You can eat the rest of the matzah throughout the Seder, throughout your meal. When it comes time to be yotzei mitzvah, you're going to eat the matzah shmura. Again, this sort of brings up the other machlokas in the Rishonim. When are you actually yotzei the mitzvah of matzah? Is it at the time of achilas matzah, as some have suggested? Or is it, no, at the time that you eat what we call the afikoman, that would have been maybe in conjunction with the Karan Pesach, maybe it's there that you're yotzei the mitzvah, and that's why just lamaisa, just so you know, when you make the bracha of achilas matzah, the post can point out that you should have in mind the matzah, the korech, and the afikoman, because those are all potential times when you're really being yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Right? It's good. What's that? Yeah, that's all the separate problems notwithstanding. How do I make the, if my mitzvah is later, why am I making alchilas matzah now? Right? That's I'm not getting into that.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's all, you could rest assured that's discussed. Alright, so now we have another Rambam. We have a Rambam that says, Lishma, you need shmir around. You need shmir every day. Why? Shmartam asam matzos. You have to guard it from all potential chimuts. Then you have a Rambam that says, listen, if you make the matzah for another purpose, there's a little chisaron of mishmarta vasa matos, it has to be matzah shmur for matzah, not matzah shmur for zeba. And then you have this other Rambam that seems to also be talking about matzah that's yes shmur or not shmur, you have to eat the shmur one, but he never openly says that you need matzah lishma. So what is he talking about? Let's take the first two Rambams. What's the approach to take in trying to explain these two Rambams? Right, one approach to take is to say that what? He's talking about two different things, right? In the first Rambam, he's just addressing the issue of chimutz. You need, this is what we'd call shtei dinim. There is shtei dinim in matzah, right? You need matzah that's shmur for chimutz, and then there's also an idea of matzah lishma. Could be, that's a possibility. That's what we call again. It's a shtei dinim. There's two dinim in shmura for matzah.
But
the Rambam should express that more overtly, more expressly. Tell me someplace that I need matzah lishma. And then another halacha, when I did it like this, it's not good. That's what you'd expect the Rambam to do. You don't expect the Rambam to couch this all-important concept in a sort of hidden way.
Well, he is quoting two different pesukim, right?
Shemarta Masa Matzah. It's the same as the same pasuk.
Oh, you're right.
It's the same pasuk.
I keep reading it mitzvah.
It's the same pasuk that we have over here. I mean, that's the Bali Musa say that. Shemarta Masa Mitzvah. But that's Shemarta Masa Matzah. Right? You never heard that people say that? Shemarta Masa Mitzvah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one possibility that the Rambam really does have this idea of Shema. It's two different ideas. In one place he's expressing chimot, in another place in that.
Cool.
But let's take a different approach, right? That's right. What Jonah was waiting for. Let me use a different approach that the Rambam really does not hold of matzah l'shma. If he held of matzah l'shma, then he should have to tell me that. If that's the case, what's the problem in the second Rambam? So if you don't have a din of l'shma Rambam, because you don't tell me anywhere that I need matzah l'shma. Right? You don't tell me anywhere that I have to bake a matzah l'shem matzah. You just tell me I have to guard it l'shem chimutz. So what then is the problem with the rekikei nazar and the chalas todah?
What is that?
The matzah that I baked for another purpose.
Right.
What's the problem with it?
When it says baked for another purpose.
That's exactly what it is. You made it with the express purpose.
Extra.
Now you have leftovers, right? Exactly. You have left.
What's wrong with that?
That's what I'm asking you. What's wrong with it? So the Rambam says it's lacking Shmarta Masa Matzos.
Maybe.
But Rambam, you didn't tell me that I need a Lishma anywhere.
Well, maybe.
You have a question?
When he does say you need
Lishma. Where does he say that?
He says when you want to sell it in a shop.
Right.
He says, Reze, Yotze Yide Chabasa. So that doesn't apply.
That you could be Yotze Yechiv of Matzah with it.
Yeah, if you're selling, you know, the fact that he has to qualify and say, if you made it for a purpose, that implies l'shma. Now,
right, I'm saying it's all implication, it's very backhandedly. It's not openly expressing anywhere. You're right. There's something wrong with the matzah that I'm baking as the chalas todah. Mm-hmm. It's lacking in shmarta masa matzos. When I do it for the general consumption and I do it to sell and I have leftover, then it doesn't have that problem. So what the question is, what's the problem? So you want to say maybe he really holds of matzah l'shma, and then this has matzah l'shma because I had in mind to use it, so I took care of that.
When you're selling, you mean you're selling it for to be ashamed?
No, let's say I sell it for a kikei nazir, chalas toda, and then I sell it for people to use with their karbanos.
Yeah.
Right? Some guy wants to, people want to bring karbanos, so they have to bring these karban mincha. Not everyone's set up to make a karban mincha, so they have a good guy. You know, we specialize in karban mincha, chalas toda. Right? I don't know how big a business is going to be, but let's say you have a business and you have leftover. So that guy knows when he baked those things, he knows he's going to have some leftover. So the Rambam says, that guy, it's not a problem for him, he could use those. Why? Because those matzos are not endowed solely with the status of chalos todah. They're contingent, they're sort of conditional. If I sell it, that's chalos todah. If not, I'll use it, I'll keep it as a matzo because it's not chametz.
So you're right, okay, so the issue is that he's not saying outright.
Right.
Isn't it okay?
Yeah, I'm not, definitely, if someone wanted to say, look, the Rambam holds matzah l'shma and you want to deduce it from this Rambam, yeah, I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm just saying it seems a little bit odd that the Rambam never openly says that and I have to sort of
maybe
darshan it out, so to speak. But you're right, definitely one, I don't think it's inappropriate to walk away with that assumption. The Rambam says, that's why this is a problem, not because of chimutz, because it's not chametz. Right, it's not chametz, it's clearly not chametz. I had that shmira from Perek Hay. But the Rav wanted to say a different shot. The Rav wanted to say that really the Rambam does not hold the matzah l'shma. The Rav said the Rambam doesn't hold the matzah l'shma. What's the chisar on it? Because the Rambam doesn't say matzah l'shma. He says it's chalas todah.
So,
yeah.
The two things are, one says, the first one says you got to watch it and make sure it doesn't become chametz.
That's it. That's the shmarta with the matzah.
Right. The second one says,
when I bake it for a chalas todah, and I only bake it as a chalas todah,
right.
I have left over, I cannot use that as a matzah, even though it's 100% chametz free.
But
I
washed
it for chametz. I had to watch it for chametz. How do I know I had to watch it for chametz? Because if I didn't watch it for chametz, it would not be a rekikei nazir. It would not be a chalas todah. It would not be good. It wouldn't be the other thing. So it is the thing, and therefore I know it's not chametz, but nonetheless, I can't use it for matzah.
Maybe it's like a different kind of watch that they have when they're watching for chametz. Even though you're watching for chametz the other time,
right?
Specifically like for Pesach, like, I don't know, maybe it's like a really like, maybe like the person will know, like, okay, no, this is for Pesach, I really got to intensely watch
it. That's l'shma. I mean, that's what Glenn was saying. Maybe you could walk away with that idea, look at this, and you'll see that the Rambam really holds of this idea that it's not enough to watch it for chimutz, I also have to watch it for something
else. No, but I'm saying more like...
Still watching like for chimutz?
But
Okay. You want to say something? Go ahead, say it.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Maybe you will have to watch for chemoth, but for a different purpose. Okay, hold off on that idea. That's a different idea. I'm going to tell you the Rav's idea first. The Rav's idea was that this is not a problem with Lishma. This is a problem that, again, it's not 100% clear when we'll say it initially. We're going to have to try to explain a little bit further. But the way he said it was like this. What did I do when I made this thing as a Rekik Nazir or as a Chalas Tola? What did I do? It's not chal. No, this one that is a chalas tola. What did I do? I produced a certain thing that has a chaloshem, has a status, right? It has a status. So the Rohan say what this Rambam means is not that it's lacking in lishma, it's just that I have another problem. It can't be matzah. It can't be endowed with the shame matzah. It's true, it's not chametz, and you can eat it all week long, and no one's going to say you did anything wrong. When you want to use it as a matzah, it's not that you need it l'shma, l'shem mitzvah. It's that you need to do it l'shem matzah, right? Now, if you remember yesterday, I'll tell you there's a difference. If you remember yesterday, or 2 days ago at this point, when the Gemara says that he told the people in the fields to do what? Watch it, when you do it, watch it l'shem mitzvah. Rava told them, when you do it, keep it, when you mahapchiksu, keep paichu, whatever the lashon over there is. Someone who has it open could probably read it more clearly. But the lashon is when you bind your sheaves, bind them l'shom mitzvah. So right away, Tosos, when he says over the Dibur Maschil, he has it not l'shom mitzvah, l'shom matzah. Right? We saw that also, I think, in the Rebbeinu Chananel. That was l'shom matzah.
Right.
There's a difference. L'shom mitzvah would mean, you need a l'shma. It's not enough to make this thing and make it chametz free. You also have to have a certain intent when you make it. It has to be for the purpose of being a chafetz shel mitzvah. And if you don't have that, it's lacking. So Rav's saying, and I think it's consistent with what we saw in the other Rishonim, that it's not l'shem mitzvah that the Rambam was concerned about. It was l'shem matzah, right? L'shem matzah doesn't mean l'shma. L'shem matzah means that to be a chafetz of matzah, it needs to be something that's susceptible to the chaloshe matzah. And something that's already endowed with another status cannot tolerate another chalos shem. You can't have one object with two shemos. So the fact that I baked this as a chalos todah, that's it. It tofes a certain shem. Now it can't be sovel. It can't tolerate another chalos shem. But where I did it for commercial consumption, it wasn't really tofes a shem. I didn't endow with a shem chalos todah. I left it open. I said, if I sell it as a chalos todah, fine, it'd be a chalos todah. But if not, it's still open for the possibility that I'll use it as matzah. Why? Because it's 100% chametz free. Yeah. It's 100% chametz free, and I'll be able to use it for the purpose of the mitzvah. So then it's not already endowed with the previous status of the kikei nazir or chalos todah.
That it can now be matzah.
What? Yeah, it can still be matzah. That's right. Now, Reb Chaim had a totally different approach. I'll just leave you with a little teaser. Maybe tomorrow we'll just do Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim held no, that the Rambam really does hold Lishma, and he tries to make shalom between the Rambams, right? He said the Rambam really does hold Lishma, and we have to understand, maybe it was a little bit about Yoni was saying, but that the Rambam does hold Lishma, and once you hold that the Rambam holds Lishma, then you have another problem with the other Rambam in Parakas. How are you going to work? How are you going to work that? What's that?
Meaning because he didn't mention anything Lishma.
Well, that's another problem. Why he never mentions it openly, but...
Meaning because he said specifically Lishem for him.
Right. The only time he really says it is Lishem Chimutz. Okay, you guys are out tomorrow, right? We still have a share tomorrow. Okay. You want to ask me something?
No, I was going to say something.
Fellas, whoever's listening on, I don't know if there's anyone still there, but thanks for joining us, and I hope you have a good day, and please join us tomorrow. Just so you know. Just so you know, fellas, just so you know, there's a good chance, a very strong chance, your Pesach might be addressing the Holy Yeshiva tomorrow. So if you could be here in person, it'd be wonderful. If not, we'll try to make sure that you could participate via phone. But if you could be here in person, it would really be wonderful if you could be part of the Shir. Okay? We'll see. Okay, bye.
What's he addressing the Holy Yeshiva?
Some pre-Pesach message.
Oh,
at what time?
I don't know. That I just said strong possibility. Okay. I like the nothing's very the only
mistake. If I'm here at 9 o'clock, somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. If you're here by 9, it's not gonna be before 9 o'clock, and chances are it won't be around then either. It'll be much later. Did I stop before?